True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, I'm sure Kim St. Ange does not recognize that song, Ethan
Nope.
Bright, but thank you for queuing that up this morning, and good Wednesday morning to you as we bring you into the show with a little bit of Wolfgang Van Halen. His band is called Mammoth. I watched him last night at the factory. Outstanding. Just outstanding. Miles Kennedy warmed up for him, and it was really great.
You did some screaming?
I did a little screaming. Yes, I did indeed. And he plays this song that is a tribute to his dad with pictures of Eddie Van Halen and when he was a baby and his mom, Valerie Bertinelli, and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, it was a great concert. If you've never been to one at the factory, you got to go out there and see them. I've seen so many great concerts out there. I can't wait. It's going to be good. Jimmy Fail is going to be there in January for his comedy show, and we'll be there along with him. You can already buy tickets for that at our website, 971talk.com. You're not buying them from our website. There's a link there to buy tickets to see Fela at the factory. Let me make that very clear. But we will be out there promoting that with him, and we'll be on site that night. So that's coming up. But January 24th. And Fela is going to join us a little later this morning with his pre-Thanksgiving show, his preview of what a Fela Thanksgiving looks like. I'll bet that's a funny place to be.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine having him at your dinner table?
I can't.
It
would be a laugh a minute. I don't know if I could stand it this year with my ribs feeling the way they do. I don't know if I'd want to laugh that much, but that'd be fantastic. So we got lots of good stuff going on. We have introduced something new if you're just joining us here in the 6 o'clock hour. And I was really, Kim and I have been really impressed with the number of people that have already taken advantage of this. We have a text line now here at on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And I'm assuming, I don't know if Annie and Reardon are using this or not.
They are.
You can text us directly to 314-241-9797. If you got something to say, something's on your mind, it comes across with your phone number, obviously, but it's anonymous unless you tell us your name. So if you've got thoughts on something, we'll filter it. By the way, we may have to. At least the first one we got this morning said, "You guys suck." So that was really great way to start off our Wednesday morning. I'm so thankful for the text line heading into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when we're talking about things we're thankful for, I think we should thank that person, whoever
yeah, we should.
Took the
thank
time
you.
To message us that.
Thank you.
We appreciate spreading the love.
The effort. You put the effort in, and we appreciate you. We're
keeping
feeling,
us grounded.
Stay humble.
Feeling the love. But we've heard from people in Alaska. Somebody listens to us in Ketchikan, Alaska. Now, mm-hmm. With the time difference up there, I mean, it's the middle of the night. That's awesome.
Loyal
Thank
listener.
You for that. I love that. That's fantastic. Now, if you're busy texting, text the word responder to 33100 for me and buy a couple of tickets in the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. That's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. It goes on. It ends today because at around noon, in about 6 hours, a little less than, I'm going to be overseeing the computer as it selects three winners randomly to win our three big prizes in the raffle. Of course, the liquor basket. I've stopped calling it a bourbon basket, but it does have the 10-year-old Van Winkle in it from the Pappy Van Winkle line. It's got the Weller and two bottles of Blanton's, because my friends at McAdoodles donated a bottle. My friend Carl Lund donated a bottle to me. There's a bottle of Weller 12 in there. There's moonshine. There's rum. There's wine. I mean, it really has got it's a great sampler is what it is to stock your bar with. You might win that. You might win a night at Lit Cigar Lounge. I was there last night. They got a private room. They'll set you up with a bottle service and cigars for you and 10 of your closest friends. That's worth about $1,000 to go down there if you're going to do that with a group of people like that. And also, of course, the gun from the range. So it's a 9mm CZ compact carry gun, and you can win that. Of course, you have to go through the range and the background check and all that. They'll handle all that for you. But the tickets are only $1. There are a lot of raffles out there right now with a lot of great prizes. I understand that. But our tickets are only $1. You just have to buy a minimum of 10 of them, which just means you have 10 chances to win. And all of the money goes to Respond to Rescue. So if you could do that for us, we would appreciate it. The top overall donor is going to get dinner out with Tony Twist, blues enforcer, legendary blues enforcer. And I'll tag along, and we're going to go eat dinner somewhere. So be generous. We do appreciate you. We're getting closer to where I want us to be, which is the $20,000 mark. But this morning we were, still about $4,500 away from that. So I need to get those donations to pick up over the next couple hours. If you donate and you share it, you get extra tickets, and the person that buys tickets using your link gets extra tickets. So there's a big bonus involved. We're doing all we can to help our first responders. Speaking of which, tonight is Guns and Hoses. I've got to be over there at like 3:00. The doors open at 4:30 at Enterprise Center. The first match, I think, is around 5:15. And I'll be the ring announcer. I'll be the in-stadium announcer for Guns N' Hoses tonight, making some announcements about the 50-50 and tossing to Jackie Smith when he sings Danny Boy, which he does every year. It's a great tradition. I'm looking forward to it. And then TV coverage starts at 6:30 on Fox 2, and we're going to be carrying that. We'll simulcast that here on 97.1 tonight, starting at about 6:30. So you'll get to hear the play-by-play on, I think there are six bouts after TV starts, and I think there are five bouts before TV starts, if I've got to run a show down. So there's going to be lots of good boxing. If you've never been to this before, think Vegas, big boxing ring right in the middle of the floor, people seated all around it. I mean, it really has that feel to it, and they do a really great job over there. And, of course, they raise about $1 million for backstoppers, which is fantastic. So anyway, we can help out our first responders. We're happy to do that around here at the Mark Cox Morning Show, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Mary Vogt. She's president of communications, vice president, I should say, at Heritage, and love what they do over there. What's going on with healthcare? The president floated the idea that he was ready to negotiate. Apparently, some of the conservatives in the House have said, you need to slow your roll because we're not ready to give in on this yet. But Obamacare sucks, and we're not sure we want this to move forward. Why are we just aiding something that's failing? And that's a conversation to have. We're going to talk to Mary about that. They've got a great article on it up on the Daily Signal website this morning. So that's still ahead. We'll get you a check of business here at the bottom of the hour. Right now, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Wouldn't it be the most perfect fairy tale, MAGA fairy tale?
Yeah.
If he finally sees the light that he needs a white queen instead of this brown Hindu?
Is Joy Reid not the biggest racist in America? Can I just ask that question? She's encouraging J.D. Vance to divorce his wife, the mother of his two beautiful children, to find a white woman instead. This is what she thinks is a MAGA dream. These people are deranged.
They have zero interest in keeping health care affordable for the American people. That's very unfortunate. These Republican extremists have been playing games with the health care of the American people all year, and things appear like they're going to get worse
You know what Hakeem is warning you about there is that there's going to be another government shutdown at the end of January. If the kids don't get what they want, they're going to throw another tantrum at the end of January because you're not giving them trillions of dollars to waste.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I shouldn't say this. I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy.
But he pardoned them. That's the thing about it. I mean, I don't know. He did pardon them, whether it's Chuck and Nancy or Wobble and Squabble. What were their names again?
Wobble and...
Gobble.
Gobble and Waddle. Sorry.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're hiring 10,000 more. That's going to be on duty by mid-January. That's tripling the size of enforcement move operations. So if you think the numbers are historic now, wait till next year.
That's right. Tom Homan, music to my ears. They're hiring 10,000 more ICE agents to scatter out across the country. He was talking about the dramatic number of people who have either been deported or self-deported. He puts the number at around 2.2 million since Donald Trump got sworn into office in January. And some of those are direct deportations, people that had deportation orders lodged against them. And others are people who have taken the money and self-deported because they saw what was coming. And you talk about evidence of the fact that we didn't need a new policy. We just needed a new president to fix the problem of a broken border. Zero people have been caught and let go into the country in the past 6 months. Zero.
I heard an analogy the other day that I thought was really good as it relates to illegal immigration. And that was, let's just say that you wait months and months and months and you pay several $100s, $1,000s even for a concert ticket. And you're sitting in your seat and somebody just walks right up and sits down in your seat.
Yeah.
And they say, well, I got in, so shouldn't that be enough? I deserve to be here. It doesn't matter that you waited months for your favorite artist to have him come in town and paid all this money to get there and did it the right way. I deserve to be there just because I am here.
I would be throat punching somebody at
that point. Exactly. And anybody would. If it were a Taylor Swift concert, all the progressive young women who were so angry about the fact that people have been deported, right, and think we should do all these sanctuary cities, they would be mad if someone took their Taylor Swift ticket.
You're right. They'd be fighting mad if that happened, for sure. That's a great comparison. Coming up, we'll talk to Mary Vogt from the Heritage Foundation.
They have zero interest in keeping health care affordable for the American people. That's very unfortunate. These Republican extremists have been playing games with the health care of the American people all year, and things appear like they're going to get worse because of Republican unwillingness to address the Affordable Care Act tax credit issue in advance of the end of this year.
It's a Democrat-created crisis. Obamacare was passed on party-line votes, snuck through by the Democrats, gaveled by Nancy Pelosi, signed by a Democrat. I mean, all of it. And yet it's now the Republicans who are causing a healthcare crisis by not funding this debacle, I guess. And the White House was toying with the idea of maybe negotiating with them, and that appears to have gone off the rails. We've got Mary Vogt with us. She's the Vice President of Strategic Communications at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So, great article on there by Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell, who I think we've had on the show before, talking about this framework that they were looking at that included maybe extending these subsidies. And I understand Mike Johnson has now stood up and said, "Wait a minute, we don't have the support in the House to do something like that."
Absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is healthcare policy is extremely complicated, and it's something that affects all Americans. So it's something that Americans are very invested in. I'm glad Mike Johnson said that. I'm glad the White House is taking a little bit more time to look at the policy proposals and what they can move forward. The reality is, like you said earlier, the Democrats created this issue, and they're the ones that passed Obamacare. They're the ones that tried to sell it as this Affordable Care Act. And the reality is it wasn't. It drove up costs and individuals weren't happy and it wasn't great care and it didn't cover what they needed. And I mean, even this year, the Washington Post was ragging on it and saying that it's not affordable. When you've lost the Washington Post and you're the left, I'm not sure who you have left in your corner. And so to say that it's a Republican Party problem and to say that it's the Republicans not leading is false, and it's more slander towards the Republicans. The Democrats actually need to come to the table and negotiate appropriately if they want to fix this.
I would agree. And at other issues, she points out, is Democrats trying to sneak some abortion funding back in there. If federal money is used for any of these subsidies, that violates the Hyde Amendment, correct?
Absolutely, it violates the Hyde Amendment. And it's something Republican senators have been speaking out about, as they should. I mean, the Democrats will never let the abortion industry fail. They are pro-abortion all the way. And when it comes to the polls and the American people, not all Americans are pro-life, but most Americans are concerned with taxpayer funds going to the abortion industry. That's where you win more of the voters. It's not a popular proposal. And so I'm glad some of the senators are speaking out about that, trying to get the Senate GOP to hold the line, preventing federal funds from going to the abortion industry. But that's what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to try to sneak something in to help those like very fringe left-wing fractions of their party so that they can get reelected.
Mary, the other big story we've been talking about this week is, of course, the judge dismissing the case against Letitia James and James Comey. And, you know, Comey came right out and was celebrating. And the Trump administration has made it very clear that they're planning to appeal that decision. What comes next here?
I mean, there's a lot that can come next in the legal system. And let's just give some kudos to Lindsay Halligan. I don't know her personally, but I know her record. And for a 36-year-old to take on this case, to be willing to try it and never have done something at this level, such a courageous individual. So, you know, basically the judge said that because she was an interim U.S. attorney, which really goes to a larger problem that we have in the Senate, is that we're not getting enough of these U.S. attorney nominees confirmed. And so there's a vacancy. And so Bondi, you know, gave her an interim 120-day term to serve in this position. And the judge said that that didn't count. And a lot of people say that that's actually not accurate. So they can try Comey again. There could be other charges. There are other legal avenues for doing this. Zach Smith, one of my colleagues at the Heritage Foundation, has a great article about this in the Daily Signal. There's more to come. And, you know, the American people want justice served here. What Comey did, the tactics that he employed were absolutely vile. And so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what legal avenue they take. But there are a lot of options on the table.
Yeah, because it was dismissed without prejudice. They can go after him again. And I guess the question was whether
Absolutely.
Or not statute of limitations had run out. But that wouldn't matter if because it's the date the original case was filed, correct?
Absolutely. That's what Will Chamberlain, Zach Smith, and some other individuals are saying.
Yes.
There's other charges that they can bring forward and other avenues. It was just obviously a poor decision by a judge. And I just, again, kudos to Lindsay Halligan. What a brave individual for willing to take this on, having not done a case like this before with her record. So, you know, her appointment from Pam Bondi was completely legit. Of course, the left is saying that it wasn't because they don't want to argue on the merits of the case. And so they're trying to, you know, they got the case thrown out on a technicality because they didn't want to actually argue on it. But the charges can be brought forward again. There's some other legal avenues that they can take. We'll just have to wait and see.
That's a great point. Mary Vogt with the Heritage Foundation, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Mary. We appreciate that. To that point, legally, the new indictment can be returned against the appropriate within the appropriate jurisdiction within 6 months of the date of the dismissal because it was applied for prior to the statute of limitations running out.
So they're not dealing with double jeopardy.
No, they have 6 months to refile this case.
And you know they will.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
They may have to have a different attorney do it. But it's the Democrats held up her appointment with officially, which is what dragged this out and caused the problem. So once again, the Democrats are the root of the problem here in this situation as well, which they're happy about in this case. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. Stay tuned.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking that about the text line right about now. 314-241-9797. Trying a new way to communicate with you this morning. Obviously, texting's not new, but we do have a text line set up here to the show. It's the same number you would call in on. And nobody, and I mean to tell you, absolutely nobody is enjoying this more than one Kim St. Ange, particularly when the negative ones about me come in. So all these are anonymous. Like, we can see the phone number. We don't know who's sending them. Kim, I'll let you read the one about the fact that apparently I am just a whiny butt.
Okay. Says, Mark, really getting annoyed with listening to you whine about your ribs. You're not the only one who's had broken ribs, and some of us have had them worse. And I've gone to work, physical work, the next day. You're sitting next to a woman who just gave birth. Haven't heard a thing from her. Please man up.
Oh, it hurts to laugh. That's fine. That's fine. You can have your fun with my broken ribs. I'm sorry that I keep talking about it. I mean, it is part of what's going on here with me on a daily basis. But you're right. I don't dig ditches for a living. Thank God. It's the reason I could come back to work only a week after breaking the 6 ribs. 2 of them severely, I will point out. But thank you for making me, for reminding me not to whine about my situation.
Please just man up, Mark.
It could be much worse.
Do you mean to tell my birth story again and
just
let you know about?
No, that's okay.
It really wasn't that bad. I bet your ribs may have hurt. I'm serious. I bet your ribs hurt.
There is no way.
Yes, I'm telling
my,
you.
My ribs, like, obviously I was in pain afterwards. When it hit, I was probably in a little bit of shock. Maybe you're just in a little bit of shock. Or maybe nature makes you not think it was so bad so that you'll be fooled into going through it again.
No.
I don't want to go through that again.
But
I can say that.
I slept through most of my labor. I quite literally woke up and started pushing. I only pushed for 45 minutes and labor. It was the whole thing was done. I'm not saying it was amazing, but there are ways you can make labor and have natural childbirth or unmedicated labor, and it's not as intense. Like, you see the movies, and it terrifies you into having children, and it's not as bad, per se, as you might think.
Don't sell your
stuff. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Self short. You're tough. You're tougher.
There's a lot of women right now screaming as they're listening to me say that. Are you sure?
Text Kim St. Ange at 314-241-9797. The text line is open this morning. We may end up getting Nicole Murray on the text line. Go ahead. Let's get to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm in eating mode already.
Oh, are you really? All right.
I'm ready for the holiday.
So we got a whole new idea for you and Gordon Deal.
Tell me.
You need to open up a text line because we've done this morning for the first time, and it's eye-opening. There are a lot of people out there taking knives to Mark's back, but besides that, Kim's enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, I heard calling you a big baby over your broken ribs, right?
Somebody called me out on it, for sure.
Told him to man up.
Well,
thank you.
hey, Nicole, I have to tell you, we asked you on Monday when we were chatting with you to send us an email of your tattoo, and we did get it.
Yes, you did.
The claw, it has like a cheetah. Is it a cheetah? What is it? A leopard?
Yeah, a cheetah.
Okay, yeah. The claw marks on your thigh.
Yeah, so just kind of like a reset. Some opportunities haven't worked out elsewhere. So, you know, still a cheetah, still a go-getter, still got it in me.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome. We're glad you sent that along. What's going on in the business world?
Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 664, the NASDAQ up 153, the S&P 500 up 60. The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports that batteries that power Rad Power bikes pose a fire hazard that can cause serious injury or death and should not be used. The commission said the batteries can ignite or even explode. Rad Power bikes said it disagreed with the agency's warning. Shares of NVIDIA fell 3% after a report that Meta, one of NVIDIA's key customers, could strike a deal with Google to use its processing units for its data centers. NVIDIA responded in a statement saying it is a generation ahead of the industry. Analysts say NVIDIA has more than 90% of the market for AI chips with its graphics processors. Amazon is facing a federal probe after one of its delivery drones downed an internet cable in Central Texas last week. Amazon's goal is to deliver 500 million packages by drone per year by the end of the decade, but progress has been slowed due to regulatory hurdles, missed deadlines, and layoffs. Homes are being taken off the market at a record pace. Redfin reports that roughly 15% of the homes that were delisted in September were at risk of selling at a loss. Redfin found 70% of homes listed in September were on the market for 60 days or longer. In addition, the supply of homes for sale is about 15% higher than it was a year ago. And got another recall to be aware of. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that Hyundai Motor America is recalling more than 143,000 Santa Fe and Santa Fe hybrid vehicles in the U.S. over rearview cameras that may not have been installed properly. And finally, got two new brews for you to try this Thanksgiving. Well, maybe. Epic Clean Tech has launched two new beers made from recycled bath and laundry water. They are called Shower Hour IPA and Laundry Club Kolsch.
I'm sorry, ugh. What?
Yes, recycled bathwater, recycled laundry water. It's all about, you know, the Go Green initiative,
if
you will.
Is it like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater? Is that how they made the beer?
I'm not familiar with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater.
No. Wasn't it like a soap that she was selling out like crazy? And it was supposedly, I mean, they were claiming it was like
it
her
Sydney? Really?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
What? That was I guess that was three months ago when I was here, but that was definitely a big thing. People were paying stupid amounts of money for soap that they claimed was like
made
from bath
water.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Just saying.
3 months ago. You want me to remember 3 months ago, girlfriend?
That feels like yesterday to me.
That was before all those mojitos in the Philippines. Mojitos,
that's right, baby.
Or whatever you were drinking over there.
No, mojitos. You're right.
Were they mojitos?
Yes,
see, I didn't
mojitos.
Remember.
Good job.
That's
you listened for once.
Great. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. Are you having to work over the holiday?
No, I will not, luckily. Good. So maybe more mojitos.
There you go. And we'll see you next Monday.
Yes. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Grateful for you
happy
both.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
We are too, Nicole. Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, I don't remember that with the Sydney Sweeney thing.
She is correct. It was a soap.
Was it really?
I can't believe you don't remember that. That was such a big thing.
Huh.
People were obsessing over it. It was weird. That was part
it was
of the
soap
contract.
Infused with her bath water.
Yes.
Yeah, you're correct.
Which I'm sure it wasn't, but
no, thank
just
you.
Saying that, people were willing to fork over. It was like $10 or something like that for a bar of soap.
Just, okay, I get it. That's weird. That's just weird.
People have some money to give away.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so next hour, just so you know, we're going to talk to our friend Nick Schroer. He's going to join us, of course, obviously Missouri State Senator right now. I'm sitting at home the other day, and my phone rings, and it's a Washington, D.C. number. And I was tempted not to answer it, but there are some PR folks and stuff in D.C., obviously connected to congressmen and senators' offices who have my phone number, so I answered it. It's a guy from the RNC, and I'm thinking, oh, this is another one of these push polls or something that they're trying to get me to do. But that wasn't what it was, and I'm not quite sure how he got my number, but he was calling to enlist my help over the holiday weekend, particularly Black Friday, to be on the lookout for people who are paid petitioners. So they've got people out petitioning, trying to get signatures on a petition to overturn Missouri's redistricting plan. And they sent me a one-sheeter talking about what to look for if you see these people, and a place to email or send phone pictures and alert them if you see these people doing it. Like they don't want you to get in an argument with them, but they want you to go up to them and ask them certain questions to determine whether or not they're legally collecting these signatures. Number one, if they're going to do it legally, they need to have the full bill with them. So what you should ask them is, do they have the full bill with them? It's 65 pages long. And if it's double-sided, it would still be 33 pages long. And if they don't have the entire bill with them that you can look at before you sign your name, it's not a legitimate signature. And my guess is what they're hoping to do is get enough examples of this that they could take some of these into court and argue that they had paid people out trying to fool people into signing this petition without doing it the proper way, and they're going to get a bunch of these signatures thrown out, I would guess.
Well, the problem with it with these petitions is that even if they were to have the full bill, all 66 pages, a lot of these people are not educated, and you're starting to ask questions, and they can't even answer a basic question. Why are they there? No, are you having me sign my name for? What would this do if I do sign my name?
Do you live in Missouri? Where do you live is one of the questions to ask them. You can do it on camera. I mean, if you want to roll on them as you're walking up to them, that may make them nervous. I don't know. But just try to determine which petition's being circulated. Right now, they're worried about the HB1 and not other amendments. But there's also an effort out there, obviously, on Amendment 3 as well. And I'm sure they're going to be out all over the place on Black Friday. So we're going to talk to Nick Schroer about this a little more as well, coming up at about 7:20 this morning. So stay tuned for that, because that's interesting. And we'll share the information on how you can report these things. If you come across that, you can send the pictures and the information in, and then they can use that information to potentially challenge these things in court before they could get on a ballot somewhere, because you know what they're trying to do. So we'll get to all that for you still ahead this morning. Stay tuned for that. We got in other news coming up. And before the end of the show, Jimmy Failla is going to join us from Fox Across America. Great guys coming to town in January. We'll get to him at about 8:20.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, expect to see this at the top of all of the mainstream media newscasts today. Caroline Leavitt's brother's ex-wife, I guess is who it is. She's a relative, has been detained by ICE.
Yikes.
So you know they're going to rush to the White House and demand to know Carolyn's reaction to this. So Carolyn's brother apparently had a child with this young lady from Brazil. And she has been in the country under an expired visa since 1999.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's the interesting part, is that Caroline Leavitt has not had any interaction with the woman in years. And in fact, the child, her brother has full custody of the child. So the woman is not even an active player in the kid's life anymore. But there is that connection that she is the mother of Caroline's nephew, apparently. So that story is going to hit today. The White House hasn't had any comment yet, but just so you know, that one's coming down the pike.
She has to say, well, if you're illegal, you have to be deported, even if it's family. Yeah. I mean, she's got to be consistent.
So an
executive for Campbell Soup, this is Martin Bally, whatever, the company's vice president and chief information security officer, was caught making some comments that now have him in deep water. So he was, I can't say the words because they're curse words. Oh. Basically, he was saying, we have soup for effing poor people who buys our S. Then he says later, bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
So they're putting bioengineered meat in Campbell's soups and not telling people?
Allegedly. I don't know, but that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Can't he change it? Like, are you part of the vice presidents?
Yeah, no
change
kidding.
It.
I really like my meat to come from a 3D printer. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What's the problem with that?
Oh, my God. I don't want lab-grown. If I want lab-grown, so they better have it labeled. That's going to ruin them. They'll be like the Cracker Barrel story if it happens, if that gets out. Wow.
I mean, it's kind of gross anyway because you have to add the water and it's all thick when you pour it out usually.
Exactly.
It's kind of nasty.
Exactly. Wow. All right. So in over the pond, across the pond, a bar owner has decided to ban solo drinkers from entering the bar. And it sparked a little bit of controversy over in England where they've decided to do this. Altrincham, England is where it is. The new customer guidelines were created, according to the owner, to create a safer atmosphere in what is a pretty popular bar called Alibi. Our job is to maintain the license, to make sure everyone's safe, to mitigate risk. And I guess individual drinkers, I mean, aren't welcome anymore.
So you just find some random person, bring them in, and say you're not a solo drinker?
Yeah.
And you're allowed in the bar?
That's what he said. I won't apologize for prioritizing people's welfare.
Find a homeless person. Hey, could you come in the bar?
Buy a beer?
Yeah. Oh, no, my gosh.
No single entry after 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
No roadman vibes, it says.
What?
I don't know what that
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how do you sleep at night? Is there a certain position that you always find yourself in? I know a lot of people are stomach sleepers, but I know that is not good. But apparently, if you're sleeping with your arms stretched out and you're on your side, they call that the T-Rex position. And there's some sleep specialist who's warning against sleeping like T-Rex, saying that it can cause the temporary pins and needles because your arm will fall asleep. But he's saying it actually could lead to lasting nerve damage.
I was told that by a doctor who was examining my shoulder that I was having shoulder pain. And my chiropractor said, how do you sleep? And I said, on my side with my arm out of the side.
So he T-Rex.
Goes, that's it. He didn't call it the T-Rex sleeping, but that it absolutely can. And how do you control that? Like, you're sleeping.
I know.
You roll over, you throw your arm out, and I don't know how you stop that.
And I toss and turn. I cannot imagine just staying in one position the whole night.
No, that would be tough. All right, so this Sue Thomas will grab your attention. Mm. Would you own a pet raccoon?
No.
Yes. Science says it might be the new norm. Apparently, Ethan wants.
Have you watched them eat grapes? Who would?
Okay.
Want
yes.
One?
Here's the thing. They are morphing to be cuter, right? Because somehow that's a thing. But you can't be taking wild animals in your house. Now, I'll feed them a grape outside.
Sue, I was bit by a raccoon trying to feed one.
Well, I won't be doing that either.
Rethink that plan.
The New York Post has an article that says raccoons may become domesticated sooner than you think because city raccoons are exhibiting all of the signs of a domestic animal.
City raccoons?
Shorter snouts, floppy ears, white spots, and a reduced fear response
and
to
rabies.
Humans. And, well, potentially rabies. Maybe if you got one as a baby.
They're
maybe
cute.
I could toss a grape to a little bit.
Just think of Elf. I just wanted a hug, and it just...
Next hour, we'll talk to Nick Schroer about all the petitioners you're likely to see on Black Friday.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.